I know the final result, a 24-point loss, never what you're looking for, but got to imagine you've got to be pretty pleased with the effort from start to finish from your team tonight. I think a lot to build on.
Yeah, I mean, we are excited about the direction that we can go from here. I think that we've got a lot of positives to walk away from that game. When we go back and look at film, that's going to be the worst that we've shot at yet this year. Mitchell's got a lot going on right now with their program. It's a tough place to come into, and so a tough shooting night. We're not going to sweat too bad, but the list of things that we did really well is pretty long for us. I think we're the first team to get Mitchell out of their press. We had him out of the press in the first 6 minutes. We attacked Wilfred, had her out of the game, fouled out, frustrated in the first half. Tempo. It wasn't like we're going to let the other team dictate the tempo, which I think was uncharacteristic for them. There's a lot of really good things that happened for us, we can build off of what we had tonight.
Yeah, so. I don't know what you have total, and I know my number is unofficial, but just 15 turnovers by my count. You only had 8 at halftime. I mean, that's a really encouraging sign.
I think we had 15 turnovers in the first quarter against Sterling, so I'm pumped about that.
Now, tell me about it. It was pretty obvious from the get-go, the 2-3 zone. You were trying to pack it in against Keon, and their guards really struggled to find alleys to make the entry pass. And I think for the most part, defensively, even though they got to 64, you played pretty solid.
Yeah, we did. I thought we did a nice job of containing Wilfred and making their shooters beat us. And to their credit, they shot it well. That was kind of our gamble. We wanted to lose from 20 feet, not from 2. And they shot it well. Way to go. But, really early, we were able to switch it up a lot on them. We were able to, we were in a box. We were in a triangle. We were in a 12. We're a 1-2-2. We're in a 2-3. So we were just kind of throwing it at them and got them a little bit frazzled. And that was to our advantage. That game could change directions really quick if we have, Krentz hit a couple shots there, if we have Noah hit a couple shots. they shot it better than we did.
I'll tell you what, Yada Garcia, the more I watch her, and she's just a sophomore, she's ambidextrous, can play with either hand around the rim. She's great on the glass, both ends of the court. Did a good job handling the basketball at times tonight. She's going to be a special one.
Yes, yes, yes. You nailed it. Yes, yes, yes. We are really excited about her. Plus, she's just the world's greatest kid. Yes, sir. No, sir. Can I do some more, sir? And we've got a bunch of those on our team right now. There's a group in there that, they spend unbelievable hours in the gym. In particular, her and Krentz are in the gym constantly. And I thought that Noe did a good job of managing the pressure and kind of being that solid piece for us. Devaney is in there mixing up just like she always does. Twombly, I thought, did a great job of, just being tough and battling in there because, they're big girls, a lot to handle. So I was just really put, Jackie Valdez and Emma Herman coming off the bench, giving us great minutes. We're just really excited about the effort across the board. And you just can't say enough good things about all of our kids. And Yada is going to be an incredible player.
There's no doubt about that. In a Class B district out west, it appears to be wide open. A very encouraging night here for the Scottsbluff Lady Bearcats as we head into the Christmas holiday. Coach, thanks for the time on the post game. Have a good holiday, and we'll catch up with you in North Platte next week.
Thanks. Appreciate it.